This is Stuart Moxham of Young Marble Giants, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acra.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today we're going to talk with Lizzie Mogul about her Views from the Watershed bus tour and podcast, and Suzanne Thorpe, who helped with the sound on the project. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network. On air. In air. Waves. Controlled.
Turn out for the Deep in the Valley show Saturday, August 20th, put on by WGXC volunteer programmer Andy French, who does the Crawl Out from the Fallout show once a month on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on WGXC, and his Raven Sings the Blues organization, with performances from Chris Forsythe, Ryan Jewell, Bill Nace, Wet Tuna, and others Saturday, August 20th from 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the From the Ground Brewery in Red Hook. That's the Deep in the Valley show, Saturday, August 20th. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Oak Pizzeria Napolitana in Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Jeanette Wolfberg reports for the Columbia paper that the Hudson Common Council at its meeting last month endorsed the application by the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society for a grant from the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation for the purpose of preparing the lighthouse for the construction necessary to keep it standing. Sue Seneca of the Society explained the lighthouse was built in 1874 on 200 wooden pilings packed with mud and protected by large boulders called riprap. However, since that time, the wakes of large sailing vessels have sucked boulders away, threatening the pilings with oxidation. To keep the lighthouse standing, the Society's plan calls for protecting the pilings with new boulders, repacking them with mud, and building a metal protective curtain around the lighthouse's base. But first, potential issues with soil and asbestos must be dealt with and permits obtained. The preliminary work will cost about $630,000. The grant the Society is applying for will cover $500,000 of that total. If the grant funding is received soon, Seneca said, the project could be shovel-ready in 2023. Additional support would become necessary for the main construction, which could take a few years, Seneca said. People are discovering the lighthouse and have used it for a variety of events, from birthdays and weddings to part of an opera. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper.
Rebecca F. Ward reports in the Times Union that New York begins accepting retail cannabis dispensary applications on August 25th. First applicants must prove they or an immediate family member were convicted with a marijuana-related charge in New York prior to the state's legislation of cannabis in 2021, and that they owned and operated a business that made a profit for at least 2 years. Nonprofits working with incarcerated or formerly incarcerated people can also apply. Tremaine Wright, chair of the state's Cannabis Control Board, said that this will mean, and I quote, the first sales are conducted by those harmed by prohibition, end quote. Applicants will be accepted through September 26th, and stores may open later this year or early in 2023. Chris Alexander, executive director of the Office of Cannabis Management, said, and I quote, we've worked to make this application as simple as possible for all interested applicants. And I cannot emphasize it enough that you do not need any legal expertise to fill this application out, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that local governments in the state of New York will have the power to reduce the speed limits on their roads to 25 miles per hour under legislation signed into law last week by Governor Kathy Hochul. The measure is intended to cut down on car crashes and fatalities. It's coupled with a separate provision that increases fines for leaving the scene and failing to report a crash. The speed limit measure changes the current law that sets the default maximum speed limit in a city, town, or village to 30 miles per hour. Fines for leaving the scene of a crash without reporting it will be increased to $750 to $1,000 for a first-time offense. A repeat violation could lead to a fine as high as $3,000, Hochul said. Quote, these new laws will help prevent...
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, August 15th. 62% of the way through the year, we have 39 days left until fall. Early on, the air is 56 degrees in Windham and 59 degrees in Kingston. Soil comes in at 67 degrees. The dry but very comfortable conditions continue this week. We see a high of 83 happening at 2 p.m. Itty-bitty chance of seeing some rain this afternoon, and overnight, temperatures drop to 60 degrees. Tuesday, same deal, high of 84 and dry, with dew points hanging out in the 50s, and overnight we will see 60 degrees on the thermometer. Then we have a hopefully moist Wednesday with a high of 79. Thursday, high bounces back up to 83 degrees, and the afternoon looks a little bit moister. Pollen levels for today will be medium high. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 12:18 a.m., high tide at 6:08 a.m., Low tide again at 12:44 p.m., then high tide once again at 6:45 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 81 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:44 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6 o'clock a.m. Looking way up, we see geomagnetic unrest is expected to kick up over the next few days as a large coronal mass ejection glances Earth with a strong plasma stream behind it. Solar wind speed is currently 471 kilometers per second at 5.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 15 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board with good conditions below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is too quiet. The current sunspot number is 104. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Pat of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Miles from Hudson. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Violence against law enforcement is not the answer, no matter what anybody's upset about or who they're upset with.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says there's been an alarming rise in violence against law enforcement. Federal officials...